Carolina legends aren't born. They're handmade in Bo's Real Southern Kitchen. We marinate our chicken for 24 hours in a blend of bold Southern seasonings. Then we hand bread and fry it to crispy, juicy perfection. And that's why they call us the Carolina legend. It's Bo time.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Gigans! Here comes Gigans!
Gigans making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Gigans,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it
yes!
is Jesse Gigans!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Packers impressive with a win over Washington. NC State second half comeback beats Wake Forest. Tomorrow, Clemson and Georgia Tech, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Georgia, and Tennessee, and three Clemson starters listed as questionable. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, September the 12th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Scott Reimer talking Clemson football, 7:05. Josh Williams, what's going on in Las Vegas with the Lions in college football at 7:25. ReedyLandco.com's Hunting Fish Report at 7:45. A bunch of phone calls, a bunch of texts talking college football, NFL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, whatever you want to get into here on a Friday, including three big games for three local teams and reviewing what happened last night, NFL and college football. It's going to be an absolute terrific show because basically, as I bring in Sam Jones, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am great.
Awesome. Basically, when you host sports talk shows, I think Thursday the weekend starts. So we start the weekend Thursday at 6 a.m. We're officially in the weekend after watching football last night and after watching an unbelievable baseball game that I had with my six-year-old last night. So... we're here, buddy. We're here, and it's going to be an awesome show. How you doing?
I'm great. Feeling good. Good. I'm excited for football to get going again this weekend. I enjoyed both the Packers game last night and the ACC, we'll call it brawl, I suppose, was what we can describe that game as. Not really too much going on there, just kind of the typical Robbie Ashford performance, unfortunately. But I did
second half,
Robbie Ashford was as bad as I've seen a quarterback this year.
Right.
But it was an enjoyable game.
All right. Couple quick things here. Segment two, what are we going to do?
Segment two, I'm going to put you on upset watch.
All right.
I'm going to give you five games. I'm going to have you rank them in likeliest upset. Likely upset.
I love it. All right. I need to get with you on a couple things. First of all, I had a great day yesterday. My daughter's amazing. She turns two tomorrow. We got an Elsa cake for her. She's practicing blowing out candles. She sings happy birthday to herself. We had a great day. Drake comes home. We take him over to his Little League baseball game. Let me tell you this, Sam. I watched this other team from Pendleton last night take infield. I thought we were playing the 27 Yankees. And these guys were hitting bombs like over the outfielders' heads at 6, 7, and 8 years old. And I'm like, there's no way. Well, and we get down 4-0 in the first. These guys are hitting balls to the fence. I'm like, this is unbelievable. And they're fielding ground balls. The shortstop shuffles his feet, fires one on a rope over to first base. First base makes a stretch. Like, this is the 27 Yankees, man. We get down 4-0. Well, what do you know? Our first baseman hits a grand slam, inside the park grand slam. Our catcher hits a three-run homer. And the 6 Mile Lions come back and take a great 7-5 win. My son gets hits a ball hard at the first baseman, man, and the wrong guy because the guy's a great athlete. But he gets his first base hit, too, and makes a decent play in the field. And I'm telling you, man, what a great game. What an awesome game. Best baseball games I've seen back-to-back by a team in a long, long time. With that said, I got some stuff for you today, all right? I want to talk about the game itself in a second. But last night, I was irked at the Green Bay Packers. And you're going to say, this is my Nancy thing of the day here. When you have a great helmet like the Packers, and you have great uniforms like the Packers, why are you changing it? Wear your yellow pants. Wear your yellow helmets. If you want to wear the white at home, fine. But you can't do the white stuff. What are you doing? You must have an awfully good-looking uniform, a traditional uniform. Am I wrong, Sam Jones?
I got to look at him again. They were wearing the whiteout uniforms, right?
Yeah. Whiteout, smite out. Why would you mess with it? Florida State messes with it. Georgia Tech messes with it.
I think they I want to say they do it to simulate like whiteout games in the winter. My question would be then, you're going to get actual whiteout games in the winter.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you wear them in the winter? However,
traditional uniform.
I didn't see if the fans followed suit here. No. Usually when they play the whiteout games with the white uniforms, they try to get the fans to all wear white.
Yeah,
I like the Packers' white uniforms, but I do like to see them wear. I think they have some of the best uniforms in the league. Period. They're kind of hard to mess up,
but
they're iconic. I love white helmets. You do not.
Oh no! It's, you know what it is? It's you go to Dick's Sporting Goods and you get a white helmet like you're in eighth grade football.
I like white helmets. I think it's a perfect like pop of color. But you and I have always been on different. You Landon and I argued about that like 15 different times. So
What else I don't like is like. Oklahoma did it again this past weekend where this section wears the white shirts and this section wears the maroon
the stripe shirts. Outs.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I'm not a fan of
those. Give me a break. Just go to the game and pull for your team. All right, with that said.
Especially when 80% of the time they're not going to be executed perfectly
right,
and then they're just not going to.
Right. Packers pretty dominant last night. Packers outgained the Redskins 404 to 230 in a no-turnover game. I thought the Packers did a terrific job against Jaden Daniels. Held him to 200 yards passing, all dump off game. They didn't turn it over. The biggest thing there was that rush to 135 to 51. Jordan Love looked fantastic. 19-31, 269, or 292, and two touchdowns and no picks, and a really really good win. The Packers 2-0, taking a major step forward in a good division. Already got a win against the Lions. Packers off to an impressive start under Jordan Love. Big win for Green Bay last night.
Yeah, it's hard to have anybody above them right now. I think if you're trying to pick a very early season contender, they just look ridiculous defensively, especially. And Micah Parsons isn't even playing every down yet.
Yeah,
Love looks very, very crisp. He has a tendency to do some silly stuff during these games. I think he left a couple points on the board last night, and he was still excellent. They're not healthy yet either. They're going to be very, very good this year. I think they're going to win that division by a couple games. And like you mentioned, there are four competent to good teams in there, at least three pretty good teams, and then whatever the Bears are.
All right. Two different football games last night in the NC State-Wake Forest game.
Yeah.
Wake Forest comes out, goes touchdown, touchdown, interception, touchdown, field goal. And then didn't score from there on. And matter of fact, from there on, I don't know. I don't think about Dave Dorn's career last night. When it's 24-17 at halftime, I was thinking, man, Dorn, they don't play great defense there. Well, after that, three and out, and now in the second half, three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out, interception, and they got a couple first downs in the last drive. NC State defense comes on and does a terrific job. State wins this one, 34-24. Bailey was good. Hollywood Smothers was terrific. NC State's defense in the second half was outstanding. State goes to 3-0 now. Wake Forest falls to 2-1. That was a conference game. Now, big game set up for next weekend as you've got NC State going to Duke. NC State looking at it, Sam. Quick win game for the Wolfpack after the 3-0 start?
Yeah, let me get the schedule up. I expected them for what it's worth, and I was low on this team. I didn't know how they'd get there. I thought they'd be 2-1 at this point.
Smothers is better than we thought. And Bailey has developed. Well, Bailey had a good freshman year, but like he's taking a step forward too.
Bailey has been fun.
Grimes is good. Like the wide receivers, Rogers is good. The freshman wide receiver is a good player.
Rogers has been good. We knew Jolly was going to be good at tight end.
And
we knew Bailey would be good. The run game has been solid the last couple weeks here. I still really have questions about the defense.
I do
though,
too. Long term. I do too. But look good in the second half. All right, at Duke.
I still think they're going to lose.
I agree with that. Virginia Tech at home.
I'll give them a win in this game, and I think I would have had them losing this earlier.
Campbell's.
That's a win.
At Notre Dame.
They're going to lose.
I agree. At Pittsburgh.
Still think they're going to lose.
I might give them a win there. Georgia Tech at home.
That's a loss.
I agree. At Miami.
It's a loss.
Florida State.
Loss.
All right, yeah, North Carolina.
And then a win. So I think I have them at like 6 wins.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's probably about, I probably had them at 5 or 7 before the year, or 5 or 6 before the year. It hasn't changed that much. But getting through that first 3-game stretch where none of your first 3 games are gimmies and winning them all, that's impressive.
About to get hard, though, for NC State. Major League Baseball from last night. Meaningless game, Orioles beat the Pirates 3-2. White Sox over the Rays 5-1. The Marlins beat the Nationals 5-0. These are meaningless games here. Now, games of note that you would actually care about from a playoff race, Jays beat the Astros 6-0.
I think that division's tied. I don't know if the Mariners won.
Mariners walk off in 12, beat the Angels 7-6.
That team can't lose right now.
Phillies, I don't know what the Phillies and the Mets, what the series record is. The Phillies have just dominated the Mets.
Yeah.
One against 6-4. Your Guardians beat the Royals last night 3-2. Yankees beat the Tigers 3-2. So, as we enter the weekend, Jays 3 up over the Yankees, 3.5 up over the Red Sox. The Tigers now 8.5 up over your Guardians. The Mariners and Astros are now tied in the National League West. Rangers 2 back.
Seattle has that tiebreaker too, I believe.
Philadelphia 11 games up over the Mets. What a dominant series that was. Brewers 5.5 up over the Cubs in the Central. The Dodgers 2.5 up over the Padres in the West. And the wild card getting very interesting now. Yankees 2.5 up. Red Sox 2 up. Astros got the final spot. 2 games up over the Rangers. 3.5 up over your Guardians. National League, Cubs 7.5 up. Padres 4 up. The Mets the third spot. But just 1.5 up over the Giants, which I've not paid attention to the Giants in the last 3 weeks. Now I have to. And 1.5 up over the Reds. So, Major League Baseball, a very, very interesting weekend this weekend. Oh, by the way, tonight you will see, or starting tonight with 3-game series this weekend, Toronto hosts Baltimore, Cleveland hosts Chicago, the White Sox, I should say. Yankees go to Fenway, Texas goes to the Mets, Houston goes to Atlanta. We have San Diego hosting Colorado. Cincinnati goes to the A's. The Dodgers go to Seattle. Boy, that's not Dodgers. The Angels go to Seattle, and the Dodgers go to San Francisco. Big baseball series coming up this weekend. College football tonight, you have Indiana State, Indiana, Big Ten Network, 6:30, Indiana. 48.5-point favorite of the Sycamores and Larry Bird. 7 o'clock tonight, Syracuse versus Colgate. 37.5-point favorites, ACC Network. Interesting game tonight, 7:30. Sam, what if I told you that Colorado is a 4.5-point dog at Houston?
Connor Wegman.
Tonight.
We're a year late, but we're here. Good yes. defense over there.
Fox tonight, Kansas State, which never plays at home on a Saturday, hardly ever, 2 weeks in a row. They go to Arizona. They're a 1.5-point favorite, trying to get their records at 2-2 on Fox.
I heard Roy say this. Who made that schedule?
I know.
What is going on?
I know. It's bad. And Nico tried to get his first win as a Bruin tonight. They face New Mexico. They're 15.5-point favorites, Big Ten Network at 10 o'clock. A bunch of great games tomorrow. Obviously, Clemson, Georgia Tech at noon. You've got the Philpott game, Oklahoma and Temple. Wisconsin and Alabama. We'll give you lines and TV stuff coming up a little bit later on with this one. You have, those are the early games of note. You have 3:30 games. Obviously, Georgia going to Tennessee. ABC at 3:30. Southern Cal and Purdue. Sam, you got me interested, man. You got me interested. I'll watch this one as well on CBS tomorrow.
That 21.5 is speaking to your brain right now.
Pure, absolute backyard brawl, Pittsburgh and West Virginia tomorrow at 3:30. You have South Florida and Miami at 4:30 and two ranked teams. Who would have thought that would happen? College football gives you all these little news and notes items that switch throughout the year. Arkansas Ole Miss at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on ESPN. LSU, Florida, ABC, 7:30. Texas A&M, Notre Dame, 7:30 on NBC. South Carolina, Vanderbilt, SEC Network at 7:45. Duke and Tulane, I'm very interested in that one. Mensa going back home to Tulane, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. A terrific Boston College goes to Stanford. Terrific college football weekend. Dabo Swinney yesterday says that Antonio Williams, Tristan Lee, and Khalil Barnes all listed as questionable. And offensive lineman Elijah Thurman listed as questionable as well. So basically four Clemson starters listed as questionable. NASCAR weekend. What else we have this weekend, Sam? You've got this is going to be awesome. Awesome weekend. We'll get you ready for it. I do want to tell you about my terrific friends at Trail and tell you just a few things. First, Trail is hiring a project manager right now. We love Trail. We love our great friends at Trail. It is a terrific place to think about working. Think about it, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Get in touch with our great friends at Trail for any of your building needs. Schedule a discovery session with them. That's home as well. My wife and I are talking about a slight kitchen renovation and maybe an outdoor space renovation. If we do it, we'll do it with Trail. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. You're going to absolutely love that. I meant to mention this with NASCAR, Bristol Saturday night, which used to be a huge deal. But I appreciate 1751 reminding me that it's Saturday night instead of Sunday at Bristol. I knew it was Bristol, but I didn't know Saturday night, which is great. All right, short break. We'll come back. Upset alert rankings with Sam Jones, the official Sam Jones, in segment number two right after this.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog.
will you be there?
Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Okay, quiz fans, what's one word to describe Whataburger's new prickly pear raspberry Whatafresher? Is the best word refreshing? Or does the real raspberry make you say tangy? Or perhaps the sweet prickly pear fruit is simply delicious? Actually, the only word to describe it is quenchy, tangy, sweet, chalicious. And that may sound like four words, but we used hyphens. Introducing new Whatafreshers from Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Available for a limited time.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. And I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Sam, you could try to get me in a bad mood, but you play music like that, and knowing it's Friday, and knowing I got huge college football all weekend long, knowing I'm going to try to play a little golf today, knowing the weather's awesome, knowing that God's so good to us and life is so great, you can kind of get me in a bad mood if you want to. It's not happening, buddy. And then you come back with a little Pearl Jam in there. Yeah, You did it for me, man. You got me in a great mood. Let's do it. One Time Plumber, drain cleaning services, septic tank issues, anything you're looking for, One Time Plumber is going to help you out. The name is the number. So serving Greenville, Anderson, Clemson, Simpsonville, Taylor's right here in the upstate of South Carolina, One Time Plumber. And on top of that, down in Charleston and down in Columbia. So many of you listening all throughout this great state of ours. Clemson grad started these three deals here. The fact of the matter is, when it comes to water damage and restoration, they can take care of for you. Plumbing, drain cleaning, anything you're looking for as far as those services are concerned. You know, you've got the frequently asked questions stuff on their webpage in case anything comes up. But those emergency services is what you're going to look for. So all day, every day, day, night, holiday, 24 hours a day, local licensed, bond insured, burst, frozen pipes, overflowing toilets, water heater failure. You've got drainage and sewer backups. They'll take care of it for you. One Time Plumber. The name is the number. Get in touch with the good friends at One Time Plumber. Segment 2 with Mr. Sam Jones.
Upset alert. There are many games on this slate that are pretty obvious upset possibilities, although I don't really think too many of them are going to happen. There are some less obvious ones that you and I have looked at here, especially during this last break, and I want to start with one here because you brought it up and I completely slipped on it. Old Dominion's going to Virginia Tech, and we're going outright win here. I think Old Dominion could win the football game, Mickey. 6.5-point underdog. Colton Joseph is back for year 2 at quarterback here. This has been a spot where Virginia Tech has lost before. I mean, Indiana beat Old Dominion by 13 to start the year. So Old Dominion's 1-1 with a 13-point loss where they lost 27-14 to Indiana and a 54-6 win against NC Central last week. This does not feel out of the realm of possibility one bit to me.
Let me ask you this. If you're a player or a fan, coaches are going to try to coach and maybe try to save your job kind of a thing. If they lose to Old Dominion, then they need to fire him on the spot. Brent Pry, that is. With that said, if you're a player or a fan right now, are you excited about Old Dominion? Because what just happened in your last game is you got absolutely dominated at home, a very, very proud place to play. Sam, I've seen Virginia Tech in that stadium maybe 6 or 7 times. It's a tough place. It's a proud, proud people there. They feel like the change is coming. So there's got to be some sort of letdown. It's Old Dominion. Next week you got Wofford. Like, it's not a conference game. Everything's still in front of Virginia Tech because they haven't played a conference game yet. And the conference schedule is very doable. With that said, though, Sam, like, are you excited tomorrow? Are you going to fight for your coach's life tomorrow? Or are you saying, I don't know, man. Like, if you're a fan, are you saying, I don't know, man. Like, we just got dominated. Am I excited about this? Or can Old Dominion come in and catch a sleepwalking team licking its wounds right now?
Virginia Tech did a pretty good job defending Lenora Sellers. They did much less of a good job defending Diego Pavia. And they did not defend Pavia well anywhere, but they struggled against the quarterback run. He had 11-for-61 in that game.
Mm.
Colton Joseph against Indiana had 2 separate 75-yard-plus touchdown runs. And they ran for over 200 yards in that game.
Yeah.
Now, is that going to happen against Virginia Tech? Probably not. But it's not improbable for me to say that Old Dominion could run the ball, slow this game down significantly, in what is typically an incredible environment that I think might be a little bit depressed right now, and steal this one on the road. The 6.5 is not very much in a true road game for them. And it gives me a bit of concern here for Virginia Tech, considering how bad the vibes are right now.
So all the talk in the offseason was about Virginia Tech's new defensive coordinator and coming from the NFL.
Didn't matter last week.
In the second half, Vanderbilt goes 11 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. 8 plays, 56 yards, touchdown. 3 plays, 72 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 31-yard touchdown. Didn't seem to matter with that. So, yeah, I'm feeling you. I think that maybe talent, maybe a little bit of pride in there. But don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. I got you. What else you got for me over there?
I'm going to throw you the bone right here because I know you're in on this one. I don't think that Georgia-Tennessee game is going to land in an upset. I don't. I think Georgia's going to win this game.
You love Georgia. Your dogs are going to hunker down. You're over there. You got your Ugga shirt on today, your Ugga hat on today.
I'm wearing UGGA pants.
Yes. You got your red, black shoes. Get your red polyester pants on over there.
100% polyester.
Yes. You love the dogs.
I just don't think Tennessee... I haven't seen anything from Tennessee that would indicate to me that they are anything more than I thought they were going in.
But so, you see Georgia...
No, yeah. I haven't seen anything for me to indicate in either direction really with them. Yeah. So I'm still going off of... They have a really good defense. Tennessee beat Syracuse by 19, who then nearly lost to UConn, which not a bad program.
I like UConn.
Not a bad program, but not exactly a banner win.
500 yards against Syracuse didn't impress you?
I mean, it's impressive, but I don't think they're going to do
Clemson's
it against Georgia.
You think Clemson's going to get 500 yards against Syracuse coming up?
No, probably not. But okay. At the same time, I also don't think that Tennessee is going to put up more than 300 against Georgia.
734 yards against East Tennessee State, that didn't impress you?
No, that doesn't do it for me.
We'll see. Got to be able to run the ball tomorrow, man. The team that runs the football better tomorrow in Knox Vegas will win the game. And I'm not sure who it's going to be at this point in time. And is Gunnar Stockton ready to go on the road in his very first road game, true road game? He's playing a couple of neutral site deals there. But is he ready to go on the road? And it better be the Nate Frazier show tomorrow. Because I got to tell you, Georgia's not run the football in a couple of years now. Got to be able to run it tomorrow. In Knox Vegas. That's the difference of what they've done in the past is they've shut down Tennessee's run, and they've also not given up the big play. Kirby's defense is really good at stopping run and not giving up the big play. And if that can happen tomorrow, then Georgia will win. If not, team that runs football better wins tomorrow in Knoxville. You don't buy it, though. I do like your red pants today.
If I were wearing all red and black, Mickey would certainly have led the show off with that. I do think Georgia's going to win this game. I think they're going to win it by 10 points. Is there any hope in the world for USF this weekend, considering the line of scrimmage disadvantage that they have against Miami?
Yeah, and here's why. I think South Florida can run with Miami. I think South Florida's defense can do a really good job of running, running with Miami. Now, you got to stop the run, first of all, but, you get back throwing the other team every once in a while. Remember this now. Remember this. A lot of talk about Boise State coming in. They did not give up any big plays, and they forced three turnovers against Boise State. A lot of talk about DJ Lagway and this renewed enthusiasm because Florida won a couple of games at the end of last year, and they hold Florida to 355 yards and force another turnover in that one. So turnovers would be a key here. And by the way, outgained in both games, outgained their opponent, two ranked teams so far. There is a thought there that you've emptied the tank, right? You got two straight games, you've emptied the tank. I can believe that a little bit. They're going to need some help from Miami, but if South Florida continues to force turnovers, I think defense runs well enough. Against two ranked teams so far, they've given up 23 points, Sam. They've given up 11.5 points a game against two ranked teams so far. Miami's the best team they played, and it's on the road. Miami's got an awful lot to prove here, but don't turn it over, Miami. Don't turn it over.
I think they're going to need at least two turnovers in this game.
Yeah.
I think one of them's got to come early. I think they have to
give some hope.
They need to get some momentum on their side and go up early. If they can get the lead in this game, go up 7-0 possibly.
I did this
thing. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Years ago, I did this thing. I did it on high school football, and I parlayed it to the show here. The anatomy of an upset. And it usually begins with a big play early, a block punt, a broken tack, something early that gives you a little bit of spark, and you got to jump out. And then the other team, the favorite team comes fighting back, and then at the end you kind of steal something. And so, yeah, you're right. Some early game confidence out of South Florida. But let me tell you, if that defense goes a couple three and outs early, then they should be feeling it down in Miami tomorrow.
Here's one that I'm pretty sure I know the answer to. I'm on the other side of this. Pitt, West Virginia, this line has moved heavily.
Yeah.
Just to illustrate where the public is kind of thinking with this. That this started, I believe, at like a 2-point spread. It's moved all the way to Pitt 7.5. West Virginia's got some serious injuries to deal with.
Yeah.
I think Pitt's going to handle this clearly. Yesterday you said you thought West Virginia might. Do the injuries change your mind?
Yeah, they do. And the spread, the sharp money spread, changes my mind a little bit too. But let me say this. There is not a single football reason to pick West Virginia to win tomorrow. There is not any personnel, there's not any scheme to say West Virginia is going to beat Pittsburgh tomorrow. The only reason that I like West Virginia in this one is I'm putting all the faith in the world in Mountaineer Nation showing up and having this hatred of Pittsburgh and having this frenzied environment and having this unbelievable electric atmosphere and just, you know, jazzing these guys up, and this is going to be some sort of upset. See, there's not a football reason to pick West Virginia. I'm still picking West Virginia.
Mickey, final question here. Of the games we did not list here, which we just talked about, like five, give me your number one upset pick of the week here and why.
Troy's catching 3.5 at Memphis. Now, maybe Troy emptied the tank last week, but the game's at home. I think Troy's got some dudes. Now, Memphis has looked pretty good, you know, so far. The 35-point win against Chattanooga, and they beat Georgia State 38-16. But Troy's got some dudes, man, and I like their scheme. They got a little bit of balance on their offense now. And I would tell you what, one thing I like, Sam, I like Troy's offensive line. So, catching 3.5, Troy and Memphis. That's my one.
You? Until I see them win a football game, I'm going to go all the way off the board. I'm going to pick New Mexico to take down UCLA. I've seen nothing, partially because I want it to happen because it would be very funny.
Yeah.
I don't think New Mexico is at any point a redeemable football program here.
New Mexico played Michigan fairly
close.
They
lost by 17. They beat Idaho State by 10.
Yeah.
UCLA is 0-2. With a 7-point loss to UNLV and a 33-point loss to Utah to open the year, they can't move the ball. Their defense hasn't been particularly inspiring. The protection is not particularly inspiring. And Nico Iamaleava has struggled in a much less favorable environment than Tennessee. Home field for UCLA does not matter anymore.
I was going to ask that. Sam, the Rose Bowl officially right now holds 89,702 fans.
It
How many fans
be
will be there?
40, maybe?
I'm thinking like 20.
I'm giving them half. Yeah. It's not a home field advantage for
right,
them.
Right.
They are on the ropes, to end all ropes. I just think it could get frisky on a Friday night. I think it could get frisky in the Rose Bowl.
I would tell you this, too. With all due respect, Deshaun Foster is over his head.
Not the guy. Not yet.
And there's just Tino Sanceri is the offensive coordinator. Nothing there to me. Defense coordinator, nothing there to me. I think this is a weak staff. I think UCLA is over their heads. And I think I wouldn't be shocked. I'm with you. Very interesting game tomorrow.
I'm not entirely sure. This game's tonight.
This is a 10 o'clock tonight.
Which is part of the problem. I don't know what the plan of attack is for New Mexico here. Jack Lane has struggled heavily.
Yeah.
But if they can control time of possession and force a turnover, eh?
Tickets right now, $9. But that's three times what you get Colgate Syracuse. Colgate right now, tickets getting in $3, Colgate and Syracuse. It costs more to go to a high school game in Syracuse tonight than it is to go to Syracuse in Colgate tonight.
$9. What has happened to UCLA, man?
I don't know. Hey, I remember Terry Donahue's group out there. These are national championship contending teams.
We're talking about New Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad. I'm with you. It is sad.
I am with you. I enjoyed segment number two, Sam. Upset alert everywhere you're looking across college football tomorrow. All right, Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution when it comes to the best high-speed internet, when it comes to the best service. Yesterday with my company, Upcountry Fiber is not my neighborhood yet. Upcountry Fiber, please, 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 please come to my neighborhood. For the sixth time in a week, I had someone from my current internet provider had to come out and do some more work. And now they're not done. They got to come rebury another cable. It's just been a disaster. Upcountry Fiber. Please, 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 please come to my neighborhood. For stronger connection, make sure it's right and make sure that it works for you. It's Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com. The five upstate counties. See if it's coming to you for your office or for your home. Fastest television, fastest internet. You're going to absolutely love our great friends. Fastest phones as well. Upcountry Fiber. Get in touch with those good folks. We'll have one open phone line segment. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise almost a full bank. We'll get to every single one right after this.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Fiori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past, and anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Lowcountry Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. Lowcountrymale.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. Choose from one or two-story designs and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $20,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com today for more information.
The Upstate leader in sports by day. Worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one. Yeah, others, they got none, huh, huh. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe.
Sam Jones, you got me, man, you got me. Hey, I learned something from Blue Ridge Heating and Air, and here's one thing I learned. Sam, I always thought bigger is better, right? And what Armstrong, the dealer there, what Blue Ridge taught me was that when it comes to HVAC units, you don't want too small of a unit, obviously. That makes sense. If it can't keep up with heating your space, and a lot of it's in your house design, you know, two stories, one story ranch, you got, you know, split level, you got all this stuff. A lot of it's in that. A lot of it is you don't want too big of a unit, because if you've got too big of a unit, you're paying too much for it, and it's not working very efficiently anyway. So let them come in, look at your square footage, look at your house design, get your Armstrong stuff, and the bottom line is that it is a no obligation free estimate on all of that. And then they'll talk to you about all the tax credits and all the rebates from the power companies and their instant rebate right off the bat, or instant coupon right off the bat. So all those are out there right now. Tiger Tune-Up Special, save $100 on them. Chris and Ben, the good folks. It's amazing people. Learn more about humidity levels in your home, about air quality in your home, about air ducts and cleaning, how that works. You're going to love it. So great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air online, blueridgeheatingair.com. All right, 5 phone calls. Let's get to all of them here in this segment. Hunter is up first. Hunter, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning? Hey, Hunter.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you. How about you? You doing okay?
Yes, sir. Here they are.
Pretty good day. Yes! I love it. Hey, girls, I hope you have a pretty, pretty, pretty good day as well. How are you girls doing?
Good.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it. Is it going to be a great day at school today? Got any big plans today?
I don't know.
Hey, let me ask you
what you're going to do Saturday.
We're going to play putt-putt tomorrow.
Oh, man. Putt-putt is so much fun. You guys are going to have a blast. All right, let me ask you this. My daughter Isla turns 2 tomorrow, and we have an Elsa cake for her birthday cake. Y'all like Frozen? Is that a good movie?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. When's y'all's birthdays, by the way? When you got any birthdays coming up?
August 1st.
All right.
July 14th.
Well, a little ways away, but we can still, you know, maybe let Dad buy you something else anyway, right? Like just being good, right? Because y'all are so good. I love that. Hey, will y'all do me a favor? Will y'all call me next week and let me know how putt-putt went?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right. I hope putt-putt. I hope you have a pretty, 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 pretty good day at putt-putt tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Y'all have a great weekend, Hunter. Appreciate that for sure. Nothing better than that, man. Nothing better than that. Sam, I give you probably too much advice. What I'm telling you is get you a couple of those, man, before it's all said and done.
That phone call, I told you during the break, Hunter, if you're still listening, I said Hunter's on the phone. He's got the girls and Mickey lit up.
I love how that
he went, yes.
It's synchronized, man.
It is. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Noah is up next. Good morning, Noah. How you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. Tough to follow that one.
I know. Sorry. Somebody's got to do it.
Short to the point. Yeah, I'm doing something this morning that Zach Calzada should be doing. I'm driving to work. Enough of the crap, man. Just terrible. We're starting Cutter this week. It's Eastern Michigan, so, I mean, it'll be tough to see how well he's going to end up doing. But I'm telling you, man, every time I get in this car and drive to work, I'm like, you know what? Zach Calzada should be doing this. He should be punching the clock like the rest of us. Because, I mean, he's just terrible. Just absolutely god-awful.
Well, when you're 35 years old, it's just time to do those kind of things. Hey, were you not encouraged a little bit? I mean, I know you play Ole Miss close every year, but 7-point game last week.
I was 100% because the thing is, you know, one of the things about Kentucky that I've always loved, and with the exception of last year, now, granted, we've got to get into transfer portal. Well, actually, no, that's not true because we kind of had a good mixture. Ray Davis was a transfer guy, but like C-Rod and Benny Snell and those guys were not transfers.
Yeah.
We've always had good running back. We've always been able to at least, at the absolute minimum, win 6-7 games just with the running game alone.
Right.
And I mean, my encouragement going into the next few weeks is the fact that we've got two of them, and if Cutter can really just complete the small, 5, 6, 7 yard passes. I mean, that's enough to get us going. But Stoops. People forget Mark Stoops was a defensive backs coach for the 2001 Miami Hurricanes, and I think people underestimate the defense that he could put out on the field. And he's kind of like that Manny Diaz type that might not be the greatest head coach to ever walk the face of the earth, but he's going to be a good defensive coordinator. He's going to be a good defensive guy. So I mean, I'm looking forward to that, but I'm really looking forward to this South Carolina Vandy game because I think if Vandy goes out and absolutely just has their way with South Carolina, I think we could go in Columbia and steal one from them. Between that and just the fact that South Carolina just hasn't started out the best, neither have we haven't started out the best either. But I mean, we could steal one in Columbia and get that streak going back because people forget that streak was 5 in a row at one point. So, I mean, it's not like South Carolina completely has dominated us in the past, 15 years. So, I appreciate your time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. No, I appreciate the phone call. The Cutter Bowley era starts tomorrow. Big 6'5 freshman. See if he can come in and save that. You know what? Now, Calzada.
You know what I'm doing, Mickey? I'm driving to work. Zach Calzada.
Hometown
boy.
There
is no shame selling insurance, young man.
No, here's the thing about Calzada. So far on the season.
Young man, I say, by the way.
25 of 53, 234 yards, 47% completion percentage. No touchdowns, one pick. Kentucky's not throwing a touchdown pass this year.
Oh, my goodness.
We're 2 games into it.
We do this every day. When I figured out during the offseason, I couldn't believe that this was in like April. I couldn't believe Zach Calzada was still eligible to play football, much less at an SEC school.
Let me tell you a quick story, Sam. Bill Wilhelm, my favorite coach in the history of coaches, Clemson baseball legendary coach. We're playing down at Florida State 1 year, okay? It's at the end of spring break. All right, and it's a Friday night game, and the Tigers have like an 11-2 lead, like in the 7th or 8th. And again, we're at the end of it, and with a big lead down there, you're thinking, all right, let's get through this game. And he had to take the starter out, but he puts a guy in the game that hadn't pitched very much. And the thought is, all right, let's get through this one, and we'll save our best butter bullpen guys maybe Saturday and Sunday. And the guy gives up like 4 in the bottom of the 7th or whatever it is. And Coach Wilhelm goes out to take him out, and he looks at the guy and he goes, son, it's not your fault. I knew you weren't a Division I pitcher when I recruited you. I shouldn't have put you in this situation. It's not Zach Calzada's fault. He's not a Division I quarterback. It's Mark Stoops' fault for putting him in that situation. He can't play.
I wonder how much NIL money Zach Calzada's getting.
Oh, if it's a penny, it's a waste.
You know he's getting a good amount.
Oh, come on.
I mean, you know he is. He's technically a starting quarterback in the SEC. The amount would frustrate me.
So tomorrow, that's it. The Cutter movement starts tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see if they can get it going. Delvin is up next. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Well, I'm great. A couple things. First of all, I didn't know your daughter and Dale Andre got the same name. His daughter's name Isla Rose.
That's right.
Daughter named Isla.
Isla Ann for us. Yeah. Yep. Sister Ann. We love her.
Yeah, what's the key for Clemson to win tomorrow?
I've been thinking about it, Delvin, because I knew you called and I knew I'd be ready for you, and I got something very, very simple. First and foremost, I'm going to save my first point for last, but, you know, get Haynes King in a manageable down. I don't want to see third and two Haynes King, third and three Haynes King. I want to see third and six and third and seven Haynes King, okay? That's one. Number two, take advantage. You got to hit a few big plays tomorrow. Georgia Tech can give up a big play in the secondary. But the most important thing that you got to do tomorrow is you have to get off to a good start. Because if you get off to a good start,
yes,
then you feel better,
yes,
about yourself. You don't give Georgia Tech and that crowd down there any kind of momentum at all. Get off to a good start and get the confidence going. Feed off of the second half last week. If you get off to a slow start and you know, do the stupid stuff, the late hits, the jumping off sides, the roughing the punter, the turnover, you give them any life at all, and that game becomes a war. But take their will to win away early and play well early.
Yeah, and Sam kind of stole my thunder about the ODU game. I think ODU can beat Virginia Tech, and I said that Brett probably be fired on the field. And I think Will Backhouse should be fired, too, because you remember me, when he first made the hire, he told me he was looking for a guy with head coaching experience, but then he went and hired Brett Pry. I said he was hiring a guy who had a connection to Virginia Tech. That's the one mistake. Don't try to do that. You go find a break cutting. That's what I think he did. Just say, hey, he coached here at Virginia Tech. We're going to hire him as the head coach.
Yeah. It was a bad hire, and it's a bad – That's an unbelievable place. Lane Stadiums, these people love football. It's important to them. They've got to get the hire right. They messed up twice in a row. They didn't support Fuentes. They've got to get the hire right. Get all the Frank Beamer's people out of there. They think they've done that. Now it's time to come in and get the hire right. Hey, man, I got to get the top of the hour, Devil.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Good stuff. Fast start tomorrow for the Tigers. Got to start fast tomorrow. Hey, my great friends at Ingles, you want to make sure you get a fast start at your tailgate tomorrow. Make sure you get all that taken care of. If you're going to Atlanta, fill up in Ingles. Going to Knoxville, going to Columbia, do that. Let their deli department take care of you. Get the boar's head stuff, the meats and cheeses. Get all your drinks over that way. It's Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love the Ingles Advantage card. Love and saving on my fuel purchases. Love my great friends at Ingles. That should be a part of your tailgating weekend, every single weekend, especially this weekend. My great friends at Ingles. Three guests kicking off hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the...